Health Headlines with Dr. Barry Dworkin is presented by the Riverstone Retirement Communities of Oak Park and Bridalwood Trails, your complete continuum of care.
6:52 at 580 CFRA, time for Health Headlines with Dr. Barry Dworkin. Good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
How was the rest of your holiday? We talked to you on Friday, even though you were off because Barack Obama's family was invading your area. but the rest of your vacation went well?
It was absolutely fantastic.
And did you see the
fabulous.
President?
I did not see the president, although when we walked into one of the... After a hike, we had walked in to just get an ice cream, and the place we went to, he was in, and CBS News was there interviewing people as they came in, asking him, the question of the day there was, do you think the president should be taking a vacation when the U.S. is going through economic crises and,
right.
and such, and, you know, the usual mundane type of questions.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's get to today's health headlines,
sure.
and I guess... Because of a variety of reasons, including the fact that some people don't have health insurance in the United States, there are more and more YouTube videos that are popping up that are showing people how to do their own health remedies. And we're not talking about how to cure a cold here. There's everything from how to remove a toenail, how to excise a cyst, to how to deliver your own baby. And all of this is available on YouTube, and it's raising concerns that people... are taking matters into their own hands that perhaps they should not be.
Yeah, what it's doing is it's sort of glossing over and looking at a procedure, but not taking into account the microbiology, the science behind skin healing, the practical experience of actually repairing tissue, preventing infection, of following up after a procedure is done. And the complications that can arise from these particular procedures. So in no particular order, for example, the toenail, where there's some it's called a subungual hemorrhage or bleeding underneath a toenail, and people have experienced this before. The toenail goes blue from blood collecting underneath, and the treatment for that is not removing a toenail. Here on these YouTube videos, on some of them, they're showing someone literally taking their toenail off to try and relieve the pressure, when really the treatment is either using a sterilized needle. To drill through the nail bed, drill through the nail to allow the blood just to come up through it, which is a lot safer and a lot less complicated to do as opposed to taking a nail off. There's also the instruments that are being used, whether they're sterilized or not, and possible infections. When you're taking a toenail off, you're tearing skin away, and there's a risk of infection, especially if you haven't cleaned the area properly. Same thing for the cysts that they were doing with the sutures that you use. You've got to usually sew it up afterwards, and people don't have sutures available to them. Infection risks, something called cellulitis. So on and on and on it goes. And for pregnancy, what's horrifying to me is that watching a delivery does not make you an expert in delivering a baby, just like watching an electrician or a lawyer in a courtroom make you a professional in terms of trying your case or wiring your electrical box. So it glosses over all the underlying science and infection control and the biology of healing. It glosses over all of that, showing only the procedure, and that's what is very disconcerting.
Yeah, it's very, and let me say, it's also really gross. I promise you, no matter what happens, I will never remove my own toenail.
I'm very happy to hear that, Mark. You are right, though, in terms of, you know, when you look at what goes on in the U.S. for the cost of doing that. I was at my sister-in-law's in Vermont, and her fiance has went to have a cyst removed on his back, and this cyst was literally about a centimeter to a centimeter and a half in size, and the cost of that, his insurance covered 40 or 50% of it, but the cost of removing that cyst, now again, it's a relatively simple procedure in the hands of someone who knows what they're doing, was $2,800 to remove a cyst on the back. Now, the cost up here, if you were to pay a physician here, if you didn't have an OHIP to cover, the cost of removing the cyst up here is $40. $40 here versus $2,800 in the U.S. So you can understand, you know, where the, as you mentioned, where these YouTube videos are cropping up, but that's still the complications of something, if you do something and that cyst gets infected, you're going to end up paying even more than the $2,800 that they're charging you in the U.S. But I can understand where people are coming from, but it still doesn't give license to do this stuff because it usually will end up in a complication that requires even further treatment.